So, how are we doing?
It's quite amazing, really.
We're all smiling, that's a good sign. Not easy to speak after those. And a journey sometimes. Yeah, just feel where you're at. If anybody does want to say or share anything, just let's just have a little bit of space if anybody does.
Well, I'll say something. It was very involved, very special, very magical, and too big to really go into, needs a lot of processing. But what interested me specifically was that I couldn't just do it for my soul. It had to be my heart and my soul, and they were together. And I actually ended up, it was like the Holy Trinity, heart, my heart, my soul, and God. And then there was visualizations coming to me connected with that, circles, the Holy Trinity. And I ended up having a lot of energy flowing through my right side. I could feel it. So a lot happening in my body. A lot of yawning, and so thank you, Sandra. Thank you.
Yeah, good, good. Yeah. Well, I feel such lightness and expansion in my heart after that journey. And I just felt like it just felt so good to direct that energy to that place. It just feels so good to do that and so deeply nourishing. And, to do that again from the heart position, I feel enlightened.
I
Enlightened.
know that feeling, yes.
I feel light. I feel lighter. Lightness in my soul, light is night, lightness and brightness. Yeah, happy. Even I can say some happiness, my soul. Yeah. And I've been doing this a few times, so each time my representation of my soul is different. The first time I did it was, lying in bed under the covers, not wanting to get out of bed, And so as I've been journeying with this, that representation that the energy mind is giving me for where my soul's at is evolving. So, different needs today than it was when I first started on that journey. Anybody else want to share anything?
For me, it was, a bumblebee's body's got two halves. Well, I felt as though my body was like that, and at the end, it was joined together, so more solid, stronger, more. I feel more upright, feel stronger in the middle bit, as if the two bits have been joined together. That's the only way I can describe it. It's quite weird.
Thanks. And unmute. Do you want to unmute, actually? I had to mute you out.
Okay, now you hear me. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, in the very beginning, I had trouble receiving that. Then I thought maybe I should empty what is not useful that I'm carrying, that is not useful to carry. So I had like an image of letting it down, emptying what is not useful. Then I was able to receive it, and then all the transformation, the evolving was going on. But it's like I had to give a little space first. So I let it like it was something that had to, you know, to fall or to go into some kind of running water, and then I had space to receive all the compassion, especially that I was sending. That was very, very nice.
Yeah.
It's like I realized when I will do again this visualization, I will start by asking myself, what is in my soul that doesn't need to be there because it's not a problem that I have to carry with me? And then I will be sure to receive what I'm sending.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Anyone else? Unmuted, you're muted. Do you want to say? Peter?
Yeah, I was, like today, I was dealing with something very stressful, like money stuff, and felt very hardened and very tense. And doing this, I don't know, like whether I got really to like what I feel like at being a soul level, which I have some experiences of that. It's basically like something where I'm not concerned about stressful things. Mm-hmm. Like I'm kind of out of it. Like it's as if I have no interests, but and it does, like there was something between the two, but I felt like quite relaxing. Mm-hmm. Like just letting myself fall asleep and fill with sleep, and but I was still awake.
Yeah,
I was feeling soft and soothing, relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Not. And something like fuzzy, but I was okay.
Yeah. Good.
And I still felt like a bit of distress, but it was a bit away, more like.
Yeah.
Would have liked it, could have like just evaporate, but it didn't. But I didn't care that much.
Thank you. Anybody else want to say anything? If you want to speak, you need to unmute yourself. Yeah.
And these days, because you're aware already, Sandra, I was feeling wonderful yesterday, and today I'm full of, my body is speaking so loudly that my soul is almost disempowered sitting there.
Yeah.
And of course, I suppose the only way for me is I feel that my soul is like a space in the middle of me. And I can't get any image for it. I couldn't get an image for it, or just the space.
Mm.
But like a space with a personality, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I have to receive. There is no aspect of me that I feel can give me the energy that I need to heal my body. But I feel that my soul needs to rest in that energy and draw from it, because I love what you said in about allowing all the different energies that is needed to come into the soul. Because I feel that maybe I don't allow, because of my belief, I believe that my soul receives from, it isn't that I'm separate from, because I feel that I'm in a circle.
Mm.
I'm in a circle, and just in that circle, everybody's in that circle, actually, that's my belief. And so it's a circle of love. And so that my soul needs to rest in that, to draw and to be more aware of drawing from that what I need. And, you know, maybe I've been doing the outer things too much in order to heal my body. And I haven't actually allowed my soul to receive the energy that I need to heal. But I'll be totally honest with you, I'm feeling a bit better now because I allowed that during the meditation to come into my soul and to heal. The strongest, powerful healing from my body, because sometimes it feels like a mystery to me, the body healing. Because you know, when you're in a lot of pain here and there, mm-hmm. and discomfort. In fact, I went out yesterday and my chest today was kind of so sore. I say, oh my God, I hope I haven't picked up the virus, mm-hmm. but I don't think I have. I think it's just, but it's a whole, my body at the moment is just feeling very uncomfortable in many different ways.
Mm.
Even sitting down, and that's why I stand up sometimes.
Yeah.
Even sitting down is uncomfortable. So what I'm trying to say is this, that I feel I haven't allowed my soul to receive powerful energies that I need to heal my body.
Mm.
And I suppose that was my insight there. But as I said, you know, like I spoke, I use the image of resting in God's lap. But what I mean by that is letting my soul receive from my source deep inside of me the energy that I need in my situation.
Mm.
I've been focusing too much and maybe looking at other sources as well, as if from outside of myself I was going to get, you know, and in spite of the fact that so often we talk about that and we say, the answer is inside. Sometimes we think we are getting it from inside, but actually, for me anyway, I feel I'm going out instead of going in.
Mm.
And so for me, I think spending a lot of time receiving is what I just need at the moment, is to receive. Yeah. Mm. Just that space, because that space is not an unhappy space, it's not a space. There's fullness in that space, all right, but it's the receiving into that space more of what I need to feel my body.
Yeah.
And that's why weariness of the soul comes to me sometimes, because I have family issues and things like that. That kind of, I'm like a child running around panicking. Just a minute. I'm going to close it down.
Okay, so we'll come back to Margarita after. So anybody else before we kind of conclude would like, wants to share anything from their experience?
Yeah, I can really identify with what Marguerite has just said in a major way. And yeah, just listening to what she was saying is that for me, it's about allowing myself to receive and not necessarily doing this and doing that and sitting in the stillness of it all rather than it's about being rather than doing. And I'm just tired of doing stuff. And, I just want to rest and I don't really want to do a lot. Mm. And that's where I really am with it all. Mm. So, yeah, that's what I was.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Yeah, it's in the receiving will come the energy and the awareness. So really there's nothing. I got caught up into this, doing this and doing that when it's not about doing it. It's for me, what my awareness is now, it's about allowing myself to be and being open to receive and the energy will work through me rather than trying to create something that's already there. It sounds dumb, but kind of it's almost like looking for something that's been staring me in the face for the last God knows how many years. And yeah, so it's a bit of a plank on head moment, but hey ho, there you go. Just yeah, so in doing less there's actually a lot more. So we live in a world that's constantly promoting do this, do that, and you know, all the rest of it. And in the end, you can become almost like mesmerized by your own activity. And in the end, the only way you're going to get any rest and peace is to sit down or to slow your life down to a degree where you realize that a lot of the things you're doing never had any goddamn value anyway. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, that's the way it goes for me. So with that, there was a sense of great awareness to be authentic. And yeah, it's like, I don't want to do a lot and that's okay with me. Because if I keep doing what I've done, then I'm not going to get anywhere. So it's about rest, about true rest and receiving the awareness and to listen. Because if I don't listen, I'm going to go nowhere. No, so it's listening to what my soul needs and wants. So yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, when I hear just what has been said, I like your idea of mercy. I am thinking about it, starting with that. You know, like. It's letting go. You are doing enough. Don't worry about all that. Just let it go and then let yourself receive this love and this compassion. And that's another way to say what I just said through what you brought. I like this idea of mercy. It's a word we don't have in French. Mm-hmm. And I like it because it's not pity, it's not forgiveness, it's just like if somebody was telling you, okay, you have done enough now, forget about all that and just be on the receiving end. And I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can all try too hard. Well, I'll own that one.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
It's no longer required. The awareness is just like, you don't need to do that.
Exactly.
So, I can only speak for myself and say, yeah, I can get in my own way like we all do, but it's easier said than done. Easier said than done.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Let's bring back mercy into fashion.
Well, you know, in the Catholic Church, we had the Year of Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Because Pope John Paul, Saint John Paul, there was a sister in, you know, that Faustina. Anyone that's Catholic might know her. She was a nun in Poland in the 1930s, and she died at 33. And she used to have these conversations, and you'll often see in churches. I'll just show you the picture. I'm not being prototyping anybody now, but I just want to show you that picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so she tried her best to give an image of mercy, because that's what she was being told. She was being told about that we needed mercy. And Pope John Paul, because he's Polish, he picked up on it. And that we had one year, about 2 years ago, we had Year of Mercy. And Pope Francis did the same thing, really helping us to understand that it's another form of love. The mercy is another form of love, but it has like a delicate kind of, a different kind of connotation.
Mm-hmm.
It's an outpouring. And in fact, actually, there's a lot of talk about it because of COVID, that maybe it's what the world needs a great deal of, a great deal more of, and that COVID is calling on us, because, like, I suppose we're all finding it while we work or wherever we live, people are open. Here in Ireland, I'm finding people say hello to each other on the street now and everything. And when I came back to Ireland 5 years ago, people pass by you on the street and look at you. And now people they're coming up to you and they look at you, they look sideways if you're looking, and if you smile, they smile. And like people are talking to each other. Mm. And as somebody said, and all of that is about the outpouring of mercy, because it's the mercy in our hearts. I think for myself anyway, it's the mercy in my heart that allows me to have compassion for myself. Because actually, I get quite angry when I feel the pain in my body.
Mm-hmm.
I get quite angry with myself at times, because it wears me down. And then I get angry. And of course, getting angry is not thing to be really going into that space. I feel that my soul is like a space. And I don't want to talk too long on it. It's like a space there, a peaceful space, if you like. And that by going into that peaceful space, like, and allowing things to flow through there and into the world of my body and the world outside of me or whatever it is, that maybe I've got that inspiration since I was very young. But it's very hard to be there all the time, you know. It's not easy to be there.
Mm.
And it's very easy to run away and be busy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been my weakness.
Yeah. I think I can agree in my experience with what you're saying there of, like, you know, what I've found is by directing this nourishment and energy to this place inside me, that is affecting all of me. So it's the rippling out, the spreading out, powering up of your energy, and rising it up, which I've found the more that I've done this focus of energizing this place inside myself, it has a strengthening, a lightening.
I can say it is interesting. We refer to ourselves as human beings and not human doings.
Mm.
It's very relevant that COVID is help us become more human beings.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when we're being, we ultimately don't have the, we don't have to know everything. It's this constant need to know stuff, which is driving people nuts. And when you're being, you don't need to know it all because you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're trusting that you're connected to the all that is, and that everything you need to know comes to you because it does, because you're being, you're not in a state of resistance. Mm. So it's there's this big spiritual challenge for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So they can go one or two ways and go more into their ego, or they can go more into their soul. So it's fun times, as we say at work. Mm. Hey ho, diddly do.
Well, I might have an interruption in a minute. The cat's just come in, verbalising his presence. So I've said as much as I think I can share, and I've really enjoyed listening to everybody, and it was an absolutely marvellous process. But I don't want to deafen you with the cat. So can I say goodbye? Have we finished?
Yeah, I'm just going to wrap up. Actually, to say thank you to everybody for joining and participating. I'll make the recording available afterwards, and I hope that it's given you a process of an experience that you can repeat in your own way,
Your
own needs afterwards, and let the recording help you if you need that. And, so thanks for being
here. You're welcome. And lots of courage to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Take
bye-bye.
Care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Thanks
everybody.
A lot.
Good night. Bye-bye, everyone. Nice to see you all.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.